Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Chief Reporter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida. City of sunshine, palm trees blowing in the wind, and yes, yes, yes. Oh, what a beautiful place to be in. Oh, we wish you were here. Yes, you, you, and you. Thanking God for you listening to us, and also we're waiting to hear from you. You can call us at 347-857-3925. 347-857-3925. Call while we're on the air and talk to us today, huh? Tell us what you think of whatever's going on, you know, pray for you, somebody in your family, whatever the case may be, just give us a call and tell us whether you're enjoying the program or not. We appreciate it today. Yes, I just want you to know today that we love you. We really do. All of us here at our studio, we love you. We really do. Yes, we're going to send you lots of smooch, smooch, smooch. There you go. Grab hold of it now. You see, we love you, don't you? Don't we? Yes, amen. One day we'll have a coffee break with you, okay? Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. You know, we could sing a song, you know, I get joy when I think about it. What he's done for me. I get joy when I think about what he's. Do you get joy when you think about what God has done for you and is doing? He's still doing something great for you at this hour. You ought to appreciate him today. I know I do. Yes, I do. All right, we are going forth and, excuse me, continue to pray for Karen Battle. We're praying for Karen Battle of Kissimmee. We're praying for her and her husband, Robert. We're praying for them, their bodies, and the Lord would touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, make their way a little bit easier, Father, for them to go forth in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it today, God. We ask you to touch, Lord God, Bo Pittman today, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for Bo today in Jesus' mighty name, Father, and we ask you to bless Bo today, his body, God. Touch him, God Almighty. Help him to sleep in perfect peace in you today, in Jesus' name, and we thank you for it, God. Father God, we thank you for touching, Lord God, Mary today, God. We're going to believe that you've touched Mary from the stroke that she had, that aneurysm, until we hear from her or somebody. Lord God, continue to mend her, Lord. Continue to do it, Lord God. Every day that she will get stronger and stronger and stronger. Father, we ask you to touch Mother Jane Mara, Lord. Touch her, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Father. Make her ever with whole, Father God. Bring her on through, Father. Oh, God, we ask you to touch Philip Retter, Lord God, who had a bone infection in his elbow. Lord, in Jesus' name, God, heal it right now. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you for it now. Lord, we ask you to touch Nikema Lauders, Lord, touch her right now. Give her a job, Father. Father, we ask you to continue to touch Bobby Lawrence, who went through the operation. They said operation was successful. Father God, we ask that you make him every whit whole, mind, body, and spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it, God. Lord, touch Etta Stevens. Lord, touch her right now. Him. Her would be nice. Her right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch the shingles. Yes, the shingles. Touch that right now. Dry it up in Jesus' name. Lord, touch Yvonne Christian, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch her right now, Father God, in Jesus' name. Father God, touch all those that I didn't call. Some of these names I can't pronounce, Father. But anyway, Father, we ask you to touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Make them every whit whole in Jesus' name. The pastors that are going through, those that are troubled on every side, Lord God, those who are about to give up, touch them. Those who are sick, touch them right now, Father God. Oh, Lord, who are going through some financial problems, touch them in the name of Jesus. Those who have lost a loved one, touch them right now in Jesus' name. Make them every whit whole, Father God. Encourage them today, God. Souls I know, encourage them right now, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it today, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for our listeners today, God, those that didn't think it robbery to turn on the computer to call in, whichever way you got us, God. Lord, we want to thank you for them today. And listen, are you praying for us also? Yes, yes. I'm going to believe that you're praying for us as we pray for you. Is that right? Yes, you are. You can call us and let us know now at 347-857-3925. Say, I'm praying for you. Yes, I am. Hallelujah. Listen, pray for us to do what? To go forth in Jesus. Don't go praying some crazy stuff, okay? All right, we got enough craziness going on now in the world without you adding to it by you praying. Wishing us, not well, but you wish us buried in a well or something. You know, praise God. You know, people pray them prayers, you know. So don't go praying that prayer today. You know, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in this day. Put a smile on your face and a song in your mouth right now. You know, just be joyful. Just be glad that you're alive. Be glad that God has given you a right mind. Just be glad about it today. You got food to eat and a house to live in, and you got a car to drive and a job to go through. That's some glad news, you know. Get glad about it, you know, and start dancing, shouting, praising God for what he already done for you. And then let him do more. Amen. Then he'll do more for you. Just thank him for what he already done. You know, no, don't be saying, he ain't done nothing for me. Yes, he have. You alive, aren't you? My. Well, praise God. Let me give you this little word here. It goes as thus, regardless of his talent, experience, or popularity, reputation, and past success, a wise speaker builds each of his addresses on the rock of preparation, not on the sands of overconfidence and carelessness. Did you get that? Regardless of his talent, experience, popularity, reputation, and past success, a wise speaker builds each of his addresses on the rock of preparation, not on the sands of overconfidence and carelessness. How are you building? Just tell me today, how are you building? Yes, yes, yes. I know. Praise God. You have how is weather doing you today? You know, this nice all this rainy weather. You know, I was looking on the AOL a little while ago, and it was talking about over in India, the monsoon rains. Y'all don't know what the kind of rains those are, do you? That's where it don't stop. And it just do some raining day and night, day and night, day and night, it rain. Now, you know, I always say, if you want to go overseas somewhere, make sure you don't go in that season. Because you're going to have to learn how to wade in the water. You know what I'm saying? You have to learn how to wade in the water. Not going to be so good water either. No, that'll be some muddy, dirty, you know, critters water, you know. So thank God for where you are. So you got a lot to thank God for today. You see what I'm saying? You ought to just thank him and don't say, well, I'm not going to pick out any one thing. I'm just going to thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God. Just being God. Thank God for me knowing that he is a God and believing that he is God. Oh, hallelujah, glory be to God. You ought to just get in that space where you just going to just praise him like you crazy. See, you, that's what you got to do. Praise him like you crazy. Yes, yes, yes. They're going to think you crazy anyway. But just go on and say, yeah, I'm crazy about Jesus. Hallelujah. I know you said, what's wrong with the pastor today? Nothing, but I'm having a good time in the Lord. I'm happy about Jesus, you know. You know, it's time out for being so sad. You know, why are you so sad? Is Jesus yours? You say he's yours. You love him. You know him. You worship him. You go to church and, you know, and everything and all of that. Then if it is, you ought to get joy when you think about what he done for you. Amen. And I'm getting joy for what he done for me. Yes, what he already done. I know I need some more stuff done, but you know what? I ain't going to worry about that. I just leave it to the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know. I feel like singing, don't I? My, my, my. Today, today, today. Let me go on. Hallelujah. And we're going to start in Genesis, the 12th chapter. I'm going to start over there today and just talk a little bit here. You know, we do have our own Deacon Mike in the midst. And yes, yes, amen. Yes. We have Deacon Mike in the midst. And some of you ought to call in, you know, and put your little 2 cents in. You know, what are you scared of? You scared to be heard on the radio? You ought not to be. You belong to Christ. You ought to be bold as a soldier, you know. Bold, bold, and talk about Jesus. Oh, Lord have mercy. I am just thrilled to know Jesus today. I am thrilled. Genesis 12, and we'll start at the first verse. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation. And I will bless thee and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing. He shall be a blessing. Ah, my God. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Let me see. And this is what he said in the third. And I will bless them that bless thee, curse him that curse thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. So Abram departed, as the Lord had spoken unto him. And Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. Oh, my, he was old man now. He wasn't no young man. Now, think about this. We want you today to let God show you where to go. That's what we want you to do today. Let God show you where to go. Did you hear? Do you get what it's saying? to show you where to go. Now, you should even consult God about going to the grocery store, you know, because that may not be where you get the best bargain at, you see. So he may take you and direct you to one where you get all the good stuff for the less price. Isn't that right? Mm-hmm. Think about it. So why can't you let him show you where to go to grocery shopping too? Okay? You should let him show you where to go to church. You should do that too. All right? Now, every pastor will say, come over to my church. But I learned something long time ago from a pastor in Miami. I heard him say, I had went to their church, and I heard him say something that, no, we weren't in church. We was in a meeting together. That's right. And he was saying about how everybody isn't fit for every church. You see, I know we say, well, just go to church. But you go there, and what God's assignment for that church is might not fit your assignment. You see, all the assignments has to flow with that vision of that ministry. Do you get the picture? I hope you got that. But we do not pay attention to the fact that, you know, every man just not fit, and they're going to cause disturbance. They're going to cause trouble in that ministry because that is not where they fit in it. Mm-hmm. And some people don't know where they fit in at because they don't know who they are. So they are what? They are running around like a chicken with his neck cut off because they don't know who they are. Do you get the picture? Mm-hmm. But God want to show you where to go. Did you hear me? Now, pardon me. Where you are matters. Let me tell you now. I know you say it don't matter long as I'm serving God. But see, we make those mistakes so many times. It matters where you are, what street you on, what city you in too, huh? Think about this here. Now you go to Alaska, you can't grow bananas in Alaska, can you? Huh? So if you want bananas, what you going to have to do? You can go to Jamaica and grow some bananas. You see? Come on now. Think about it now. Okay. You got to be on point of where God wants you to be. Our problem is we feel like anywhere is all right. Huh? But if you never consult God about where he want you to go, or if he hasn't spoken to you and told you, you will be stagnant wherever you are. Huh? You will not get the fullness of your ministry going because you're not where you're supposed to be. Do you get it? Come on now, help me out here. Now think about it. I'm just giving you a little something to think about today. I ain't going to fuss, fight, or nothing else, huh? So sometimes you need to change your location in order, now listen now, in order to succeed in what God called you to do, you need to change your location. Now see, you see how he talked to Abram right here in the 12th chapter? He told him that, get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. Now, he did not give him where the land was, how far it was from where he was. He just told him to get out. Huh? Now, I've said it many times. God speak to people and they say, well, I don't know where to go, and I've said it myself. Well, where you want me to go? You say go, but where you want me to go? I stayed a place a long time, went through hell and high water, because I did not know where he wanted me to go. He say leave, but he didn't tell me where to leave. And I tell you, I didn't leave because I was dumb and didn't know where to go or what to do. You know, how to go and didn't have any money. And I thought, that's crazy, you know. But When you think about how he told Abram to leave, he was going to bless him. He just told him to go from your kindred and your father's house. Just get on out and start walking. You know, good and well, we ain't got good sense to get on out and start walking and don't know where we walking. I don't know one of you that's going to just start the walking. You want some directions, don't you? You want some know something of where you're going, at least a little bit while where you're going. Because sometimes, you know, you say, well, look at here. Well, what am I going to do when I get there? I ain't got no money. I don't know nobody. Isn't that what you say? That's what I said, you know. That's why I went to Tallahassee one time. God said, go to Tallahassee, and I went to Tallahassee, and I ain't had but just bus fare, you know, to get there. And, you know, I really didn't really know nobody there. So I'm going to Tallahassee. Who am I find Tallahassee? Who do I know in Tallahassee? I don't know nobody. Do you realize I didn't know I had a sister there? I didn't know that. And I went there, and I went because a lady I know say she had a daughter there. So I figured I'd just go tell her daughter, could I come by there and stay for a day or so. And I did. And I said, now I'm here. What to do you want me to do, God? I'm here. And he told me what to do. And I did just what he said to do. And it was successful. That was a successful trip. You see, at that time, that was a successful trip for that time. But I wouldn't recommend you to just jump out there and go if you don't know where you're going. Praise God, if you don't trust God. It's not a good feeling, okay? I'm going to tell you right now, it is not a very good feeling. But you know when he tell you to go, you go, huh? But then we have to do what? Prepare ourselves for these things. Prepare ourselves for these things. You hear what I'm saying? Because you don't want to go off and say, well, no, God didn't do it. And then you get disappointed and you're discouraged and you stop going serving God because you, well, I don't hear God. I don't know what God don't talk to me. And you'll just be so discouraged, wouldn't you? You know you will. I know I would be. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. But you can go on where God tell you to go at. It do matters. Don't let nobody tell you it don't. It matters where you go round the corner. It matters. Have you ever thought of what shoe store can I go to? I just said shoes. Okay. What shoe store should I go to? You ever done that? Do y'all do that? Well, maybe I'm the only crazy person. You know, because I said, okay, Lord, you know, which is the best place to go today? Well, I want some shoes. I want this or that. Which is the best place to go to get the best price and the best merchandise? I don't want no merchandise going to tear up as soon as I put it on. You know, you want something good. And so if you listen to the directions, you will find out you'll be right there at the right place to get the right stuff. Now think about here. Abram, he gone, but then the Bible say Lot went with him. Lot didn't even ask could he go. He just packed up. He said, well, you my relative, so I'm going with you. Because it seemed like you know what you're doing, you know. Now, here this man, 75 years old, and God telling him to leave home. You 75, would you say, Lord, I'm a senior citizen. Where am I going to go at this age? Who going to hear me? How many of you today, I'm not going to say you 75, but however old you are, you don't want to pick up and go nowhere right about now, do you? You want to be settled, don't you? I know you do. Yes, you do. Everybody want to be settled in some place. But when it come down to God's business, you've got to move. When he say move, you've got to move. Now think about, how about this? Over in, let's think about Elijah then. Think about Elijah. Think about Elijah now. What happened? He had to go, didn't he? He was comfortable for a while. You know, that's the beauty of the thing is, have you ever noticed when you get comfortable? Soon as you get comfortable, and you're just going to stay there forever, God tell you what? Get up and go. Do y'all experience this? Am I the only one experience this stuff? Huh? He said, here Elijah is over in the 17th chapter. And round here, we'll start at the first verse. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. Now, that established the fact that he is a prophet of God. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherubim that is before Jordan. Now, he told him where to go. Directions to go in. He said, and hide yourself. See, now after you done put that word out, now you got to go. Now see, so many things, I ain't scared. I'm going to stay right here. I ain't scared. That's what you say. But if God tell you to get yourself on out of there, go hide yourself somewhere, you do that. And the way things are going now, we going to have to play hide and seek here in these days coming, because things are coming upon our land, America. Things are coming that we are not going to be able to worship God openly. Are you ready for that? Can you do the hide and seek thing here? Think about it now. And the fourth verse says, and it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. Now, you go someplace, I got the delivery truck to come bring you food and drink. Huh? See, I got a private company that obeys what I say, and I told them to come and bring you food and drink. You see what I'm saying? But you go there where I told you to be at, because if you don't go, they're not going no place else but where I told them. See, the raven is not going to go any place else but where God had directed them. Did you get the picture? Now, if you're not there because he directed you there, then you're going to miss out. You're going to go hungry. Then you're going to be trying to cuss God and everything else. This is what you're going to start doing because of the fact that you weren't where you were supposed to be. See, we all on assignment. Every one of us is on an assignment. God has assigned someplace, somebody to us. You're accountable for them. You're responsible for people. When you decided that, well, I'm not going to listen to God, I'm not going where God wants me to go, then you're in disobedience, aren't you? Just think about it. All right. So he went. Did he not? So Elijah went. So he went and did according unto the word of the Lord. For he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith. And that is before Jordan. And the ravens, see, the ravens did not fail. They had, if the ravens can follow instructions, why can't you? Why can't people follow instructions like these ravens, huh? And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. Huh? Did you see that? God commanded them to do it, and they did it. See? Now, are you in the place you should be today? Are you in the place where God has told you to go? Are you working on a job that is just, you just can't stand? When you feel like you are not comfortable, you're not happy on that job, then you ought to find out why. Or to find out, is this where God want me to be at? Is this what God want me to do? You should ask that question. Do you get the picture? Come on now. Because of the fact is, you should enjoy the work that you're doing. You should enjoy everything that you're doing, and it should should be a pleasure so that you can witness to the people and be a good witness to your boss or whatever, that God is in you and you give him a good day's work. But no, we want to go and just get there. Well, the money is good. Well, it's near my home. Well, it's there. We want comfort all the time. Well, honey, it may be just like what God did to Elijah right here. Shake up where he was and took him. You got to go someplace else. Huh? Time to go. He's not keeping you in comfort all the time. See, everybody think, well, I want to live in a mansion. I'd like to live in a mansion, too. We all want to live in a mansion, you know. We all want everything in there and all that comfort in there. That's what we want. We want a Rolls Royce and all that good stuff. Well, now what you going to do if you don't have one? Are you going to stop serving God because your house don't look like a mansion and your house don't look like somebody else's? Are you going to stop serving God just because of that? Well, now, you need to go where God sends you at, and maybe you'll get that. You see what I'm saying? Okay, you forfeit the goods because you decide to go someplace else. See, now Elijah had these ravens come and feed him. Now think about it. The ravens used to be looking for their own self some food, not bringing him some of theirs, because God gave them food to bring especially to him. You see? Now you see where I'm telling. Let's put this in there. Now you see, God can take care of you. No matter how he do it, he can still take care of you. He can provide for you. He is your source. That's who's your source. You ain't your own source. You think you are. He just give you strength to go and to work. And this is what he do. He give you ideas how to make money. Mm-hmm. Yes, he will. He'll do that for you. But you got to obey him. You got to go where he tell you and do what he say. I know you don't want to do that. I know you don't want to do that. But listen, what do you want to stay like you are broke and disgusted? Now, when you, pardon me, when you do what God tells you and go where he sends you, you know what you do? You move from the natural realm into a supernatural one. Now, that's where you go. When you follow what he say. You know, when you read this the story about Abram, when he left home and everything, and when he went and had that little altercation, like sort of with the king over there in Egypt, all about his wife and everything, and when Abram left there, the Bible say he was very wealthy, huh? 'Cause God had blessed him amongst his enemies. Do you get it? If he send you amongst your enemies, that means there's a blessing up in there someplace. Even if he have to take it from the enemy to give it to you. Do you get it? Oh, you got it. You got it. You got it. You ready, ain't you? I know you ready about it right now. You're going from the natural to the supernatural right now. That's where you going, because you're going to do what God tell you to do. Now, God not only has a plan for your life. Now, you know he got a plan for your life, huh? And when that, he have a plan for your life, that means he got a place for you. Is that right? Think about it now. If he got a plan for you, he got a place for you. That's what he has. And you ought to be able to walk in it, huh? But you got to have the right kind of strategy. Yeah. And you must be in the right spot. I know. You don't want to be in the right spot because you don't want nobody to tell you nothing. Well, something wrong with you. You don't want nobody to tell you. Now, as long as you live, somebody going to tell you something. But he says that he'll teach you, right? God will teach you. Yes, he will. How to make it. He'll teach you how to make it off of nothing. Did you know that? He will teach you how to make it off of nothing. Now, what's your heart's desire today? Now, all you got to do is let that heart's desire be to honor God in everything. Just honor him in everything today. And let him show you where to walk. That's all. Just show you where to go. And what else? How to stand. Did you hear that? And how to stand. You got to know all this today in order to walk right with God. And, you know, we was reading a book called Game of Life, and the woman was, a man out selling umbrellas or something. I can't remember what he was selling exactly. But anyway, he was on the corner and, no, apples, that's it. And he was on the corner just complaining and fussing because looked like this other man had the right spot. He had the right spot. And he looked like he was faring well. Oh, blah, blah, blah. And he was just complaining. And she showed him how he could make the best business he had right himself. And one was stop complaining. Stop getting mad because that man did it. And when he turned around and began to say that I am blessed and I'm successful and all of this, let me tell you, his business, oh, it just shot up. His business did, because he stopped complaining about the man he over there and he taking all the customers. It's a matter of the man wasn't complaining. The man wasn't saying, you over there and some of my customers over there. That's just like we at church. If we got a church over here, somebody said, well, they got all the people over there and they got this and they got that. All of us should have the Lord, and it's the Lord that makes the success. Make it happen. Do you get the picture? So you just be where you're supposed to be, in the spot you're supposed to be in, and doing what you were told to do. See, but we hard-headed, stiff-necked, we want to do what we want to do. Yeah, I know you didn't like that one, did you? Praise God. But I'm not talking to you or whoever, but if it shoe fits, you just put it on. That's all there is to it. But God wants you to be completely obedient to his word, so that he can bless you. He's waiting to do what? Put all his favor upon you. Let the devil know, this is my child. This is my favorite child. And my child will do as I command them to do. This is my child. Notice he say mine. And he told us once, he said, I know those that are mine. See, you can't fool God like you his and you belong to the devil, you know. You're sitting around playing, trying to play one against the other, you know. That ain't going to work, because God is still God and he's supreme and he's over the devil. He made the devil who he is, so he cannot be over God. So who going around talking about, well, you know, devil got the power. He ain't got nothing but what God gave him. And that ain't much. You got more than the devil got, because God said, behold, I give unto you power over all the power of the enemy. This is what he said. I give you power over all the power of the enemy. Nothing by any means shall hurt you. If it hurt you, you allowed it to hurt you. Did you hear me? Come on now. See, all of that comes from letting God show you where to go and doing what he told you to do. That's your assignment, Can you stick with your assignment? If you do that, God knows he going to open up the windows of heaven and pull you out a blessing you ain't got room to receive. Do you hear what I'm saying? And he said he'll give you everything that you need. And some of your desires will be yours also. But you've got to walk according to his word, the words that he has given you. Abram walked according to the word of God. Elijah walked according to the word of God. Oh, yes, every time God told him to leave there. Remember when he went on over to Zarephath, because God told him to leave the brook. And he didn't really want to, you read the story, he didn't want to leave the brook. He was comfortable and he was in hiding and everything and all that. And God told him to get up and go, and he didn't want to go. So God had to drop the brook and send the raven another direction. Took it all from him. So he had to get up and go for his next assignment. Do you see? And when he got to Zarephath, that woman was right there waiting. She didn't really know what she was waiting for, but she was there waiting for the man of God to come. Are you waiting for the man or woman of God to come? Are you waiting now for them to tell you what thus saith the Lord, give you directions or what have you? Are you waiting for a word from the Lord? Oh, my God, when you wait with expectation, you hear what I'm saying. Oh, your heart is just overwhelmed with the waiting because you know it's going to be something great. Hallelujah. The great God is giving out great blessings. See, the Bible said that Abram was a blessing and he was going to be a blessing, you see, because he was going to be the father of faith. When you go into Hebrews, you find out he was the father of faith. Praise God. And there was an inheritance with him for us also. Even to this generation, there's an inheritance just for you, you and you. It is there already for you. Why don't you reach out and touch it right now and believe God? Say, God, here am I. I'll go where you send me. I'll say what you say for me to say. I'll do what you say do. Can you say that today? Will you do that? Glory be to God. He's waiting right now just for you. Huh? Now is the time to receive your inheritance. Now is the time for you to do what? Walk according to the word of the living God. Oh, this is your time. This is your season right now to do what God say do. Here's Brother Deacon Mike.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank you, we thank Apostle for that word. And I was thinking as she spoke and it started out with the word belief. And you got to believe in order to have that faith to walk. You know, in a lot of times we be in things and into something or in sort of predicaments and things. We don't know how we got out of it. You know why we don't know how we got out of it? Because we had faith and didn't know we had faith, and next time you know it, we're out of it. Because we didn't see how we got out of it. We don't know what was going on. That's true. A lot of times we don't know we even out of it. You know, but we have to trust and believe in God. You know, and I take it back to my times, during my time, where a lot of situations I was in, and I can't say nobody put me in, and I say I got into these rough situations on my own, you know, by not following what God told me to do. You know, this comes from running, you know, and a lot of us do run. You know, we run from this place to that place, or we run here, we run there, and we don't understand why are we running. That's because we're allowing the devil to push us. We're allowing him to push us and keep us running instead of having enough faith to come out the rain. See, a lot of times we don't have enough faith to come out the rain. So we need to have enough faith to come out the rain. You know, and I heard Apostle was talking about the monsoons in India, you know, and those people that stay out in the rain, you got some that can't get out the rain because they're in so much poverty till they have no shelter to get out the rain. See, you don't want to be in that position, but they got enough faith that God would take them through. Those who believe, they put up a tent, the rain hits their tent, hits their little shanties that they have, you know, like that. So we have to know, but they know when the monsoon is coming, so they get prepared. Now, the whole time, the rest of the year, they don't have anything to protect them from the elements because they are so impoverished. So we got to look at that. We should be blessed that where we're at here, as apostles say. You know, we are a people that are blessed, whether we know it or not. Even the man on the street is blessed because they do got a place to go eat, because it's always somebody serving some food.
That's right.
It's always a shelter when a storm comes that they can go to. So they're blessed even though they're on the street. But a lot of times They don't know. I've been there a lot of times. When you think about it, you've been blessed. You've been blessed enough to live through the turmoil in your life, through all the storms and things in your life. Now, if you want to come out of the storm, you have to have enough belief. You have to have enough faith. As apostles say, you got to learn to walk in it when God tells you to walk. Do we walk? Now, I was thinking at the time that I had got mad and I just started walking. Where was I walking to? I had no idea. I didn't know. I didn't know the direction I was going in or anything like that. All I know is I was upset and I started walking. You know, so I know as I was sitting here and as Apostle was saying, I went to thinking to myself is that God had a purpose for you walking so you didn't get into nothing more than what it was. So therefore, I was walking to clear my head and to get myself back together. Because a lot of times we can get all out of whack and out of sorts, you know, like that. Now, I remember, I think it was Monday after my show, and I was saying to myself, I was saying, oh, my goodness, the devil started attacking me right then. All of a sudden, my back started hurting, and I started couldn't feel in my legs and stuff, went to sleep that night, couldn't sleep. You know, and all of this, and I'm saying to myself, well, I just got attacked. I knew what it was. I got attacked. So I had to pray. I had to talk to God to get my way out of that because it felt like a cloud had came over me. And I don't mean a white cloud. I mean like a dark cloud had came over me. And this is my testimony, and I'm telling you what was going on, that I understood what was happening, so I had to get closer to God and closer to the Holy Spirit to get my way out of it. Because it's something that God wanted my attention to address. And I figured that it took me a little bit to figure that thing I had to address in my own mind and spirit. See, a lot of times things go on that we don't understand at the moment. But if we take time to sit back, take a deep breath, and talk to God, talk to our Heavenly Father, we'll get our answers. We'll get what needs to be done, that what He is trying to tell us what's going on. See, a lot of times we don't listen to the Holy Spirit. We don't know how to listen to how the Spirit is telling us and what to do. And we need to understand what we need to do and how the Holy Spirit is directing us, especially when, like apostles say, when the Spirit tells us to walk, it don't matter where, but we are afraid to take that step. And it doesn't matter what it is, because God can direct you to tell somebody that you don't like, to talk to them, to give them a word. Would you do that? Would you step out and give your enemy a word from God? See, a lot of people won't do that because of the fact that they say, that's my enemy. They don't like me. But God is telling you to do that. Just like with the ravens had enough sense to follow directions. See, a lot of times we don't have enough sense to follow directions. We don't have enough sense to go that way. See, but the fact of the matter is we got to believe to follow these directions. And that's where it all comes to. Do you really believe?
Okay.
You know, a lot of times we're afraid. Why should we be afraid? God didn't tell us to be afraid when He gives us a direction, but man is always afraid. You know, a lot of times man is afraid of a new thing.
Oh, yeah.
When God talks to them, man is afraid of a new thing. Man is afraid of a new area, afraid of a new change, especially when it comes to them personally. A lot of people are just stuck in their ways. When God trying to get them out of those ways, they want to stay in there. I think we were talking about that last night, when people want to stay where they're at. Why do you want to stay where you're at and stay down, stay drugged, stay with all the conflict, the turmoil that's going on in your life? Maybe you like that. You know, some people just live for that. You know, I don't know why, but some people just live that, because if they have peace in their life, they can't handle it. You know, a lot of people like that, they have peace in their life, they can't handle it because nothing is happening. They don't know what's going on. You know, I've been there, you know, a lot of times when things happen, you don't know what's going on because nothing has never happened. You're so used to turmoil and strife and everything going on in your life till when peace comes and something is getting quiet, you don't know what's going on and how did it happen. See, a lot of times God is blessing us and taking them steps to help you, but then you want to question it. You want to question the actions of the Holy Spirit. So you can't question the actions. What you need to do is go with the flow.
Oh, yeah. Come on,
you know, a lot of us don't go with the flow. A lot of us get stuck. It's just like us getting stuck at the door. You can't just cross that threshold because you feel something's going to happen. You're too scared to take that step.
All right.
You know, a lot of us don't have the ability to take that step. Let me just go that direction. Because we don't listen. We don't understand what the directions mean. It's not for you to understand. It's for you to do. When God gives you instructions, it's for you to do. It's not for you to understand, because our minds ain't going to understand anyway. We don't know because we don't look that far ahead. So we don't understand what's going on. If you're not looking ahead, how do you know what's going on? The only part you can see is your feet where you're at. You don't understand where does your feet supposed to take you. So therefore, you don't have enough belief and enough faith to go to that extra mile. See, a lot of times we don't go that extra mile on what we need to do. Do we have enough strength to do it? Yes, you do. I'm here to tell you, you do have enough strength to do it. Because if God told you to do it, therefore he had enough faith in you to tell you to do it. Mm-hmm. And therefore, you need to do it. See, I can tell you from experience where if you be disobedient, things are going to happen. Situation's going to happen. And the first thing you'll say is, oh, Lord, why? That's the first thing you say, oh, Lord, why is this happening to me? And the first thing you want to know is, why, Lord, is this happening to me? Why is it happening to you? It's happening to you because you were disobedient. And a lot of times we're disobedient, and then we want to know what's going on. What's going on is we didn't follow directions. We didn't do what the Lord asked us to do. See, a lot of things happen and tell us. Even when the prophets, pastors, apostles and stuff give you a word, that's a word and a direction from the Lord. But do you believe in that word that's being told to you? See, a lot of times people look at the natural man. They don't look at what the word is that comes from them. See, a lot of times the sinner can give you a word that comes from the Lord, and they don't even know it. But we need to understand, where does it come from? And is this the Spirit talking to us? You know, and I was thinking about, I know the ex-preacher before, and I knew he was a big-time sinner, but he had a word from God. You understand what I'm saying? You knew what he was preaching and what the word was coming forth was the true word of God, because all you got to do is follow with your Bible. Now, he was preaching the true word of God. Now, his life didn't match up with what he was preaching, but he had the word of God that was coming forth. He was being used at that time. But do we understand? See, I had to understand that the word of God was coming forth, because sometimes when he preached, felt like the word was hitting me. So, but I knew that he wasn't living what he was preaching. But I was in the position where I had to listen because I had to be there. So therefore, I had to understand what was going on. So to me, it wasn't nothing but the Lord telling me, and it felt like a lot of the word was hitting me, telling me to follow directions. Don't forget I put you here. You know, and the thing about it is when God puts you someplace, he going to get your attention. Trust me, he got my attention. Because you don't want to be where he decides to put you at to get your attention. You wouldn't want to be there. But then when you understand that this is what the Lord wants to be done to get your attention. See, he got my attention. Lord knows he got my attention. But I understand now what was going on. When I look back, then I understand where I came from, what was going on. Each step that we take is a step in life that's coming to the Word of God. Each step that we take measures up to the things that we have to do, that we have to understand what God is doing for you. You got to understand where God is taking you. You know, a lot of times we be going to higher heights and we hold ourselves back. And this is what we need to understand. When once we hold ourselves back, we got to learn how to let go and let God take us. Let the Spirit take us and guide us to where we need to be at. But sometimes we don't, because we're stuck in the human flesh. We're not stuck in the spiritual realm. We're not coming up to the spiritual realm. How do we come up to the spiritual realm? That means concentrate on God a little more, and we'll understand where we need to come at and where we need to go. But that's us. We need to get out of us and get into God. Because I understand what's going on now. I didn't understand then, but I understand now, you know, because a lot of times I had to pray my way through my little cloudy days and nights, because that's what we have to do. You know, we have to understand to get with the program sometimes, because God talks to us. We got to follow that direction and that avenue he's taking us. And here's Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. That was awesome word from Apostle Porter and Deacon Michael. So have the faith and the obedience to do what God say to do, you know, follow directions. Tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. to Block Talk Radio. Their calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blocktalkradio.com/ time to talk about it and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. Every Friday night at 11 p.m., we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Line, hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. That call-in number is 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m., so come on, let's pray one for another and tear the devil kingdom down. Every Monday at 3 p.m., we have Deacon Michael with I Am Just Saying, and that calling number is 917-889-2211. That's 917-889-2211. That's every Monday at 3 p.m. Now, here is a special, special announcement now. On September 18th and 19th, that's this September 18th and 19th, at 6:30 p.m. nightly, listen, 6:30 p.m. nightly, we have him transforming to the kingdom changes, transforming to kingdom changes, 2 days only now, and this is with Minister Jonathan Frazier from Kissimmee, Florida, will be the speaker, and is hosted by our very own Bishop Porter and Apostle Porter from the City of Victory. That address is 31325 CR 437, which is also Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. So when you're putting it in your GPS, you put in 31325, CR 437, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. So come on out, have a good time in the Lord, come expecting. For directions, you can call Sister Diane at 407-406-1112. Also, if you'd like to send donations, you can send it to P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Till then, be blessed.
My sister, you can't handle it. Let God, oh, let go.